So then I could leave and be like, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Versus, like, knowing that I watched them do something so intimate.
Big Fatty, that's the wrong music you're playing.
I don't want to say who, but I've already done this.
Okay.
I've already done it. I won't say with who. It rhymes with Raniel Brewer. That's not true. I really have done this, but not with Daniel Brewer.
Yeah.
I imagine Daniel Brewer would also, like, narrate everything he does. Like, all right, I'm going to fuck you, and I'm going to fuck you. And this fucking brought to you by Big Fatty Online. Big Fatty. And then it's just like, he starts fucking you. And he's like, you know, the best way to fuck you in this input right here is to use, a 6.5 inch cable, which I happen to have attached to my body right here. Here's what I don't understand. Hold me out, Daniel. I don't mean any offense, but do you really think you have a 6.5 inch cable? I kind of seen what's going on in your pants, and it looks to me like it's more like 5.5. Ring!
He does, there's like sound effects during the whole thing.
It's a whole orchestra going on during that Dubious Intent Plus. Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
All right, I'm going to fuck you, and I'm going to fuck you. And this fucking brought to you by Big Fatty Online.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1705 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 6th of August, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, stink pots. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are stink pots today because y'all, it all will be explained in just a matter of seconds. Big Fatty, let's not delay it another second. Y'all, today, the 6th of August, y'all, it's a fellow Leo, y'all, it's the one and only celebration of exiting the birth canal for old Stinkpot himself, y'all, that top is smelly, Big Fatty, that's lovely, and Toppy is up there in the fingernail district of New York State. New York State! He, you know, he lives there in the chicken coop. He's coming to the Pride 48, y'all. It's just gonna be lovely. But Toppy, look at it this way. You're getting up there, like, Big Fatty is, and people, are, you know, when you get to be a certain age, people stop giving you, birthday spankings. Big Fatty, he's going to be so disappointed. It's true, he probably will be. But anyway, Toppy, I hope that you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I hope it, that either Aunt Tappy or Sassy is in charge of his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Why is that? Because you're that cricket. You know, she's just a cunt. Big Fatty, I can't believe I said that.
But anyway, Tappy, I hope you have a lovely day. And Big Fatty, I hope there's a big old cake.
Gussie, y'all, just a couple of reminders, and I don't mean to be harping on people, but y'all, we are getting close to some deadlines, and the important one right now is for podcasters. You should have gotten an e-letter from that Daniel Biba, asking you to send in your first, second, and third choices of time blocks that you'd like to do your little show in Vegas. And that's if you're going to be in Vegas, of course. Y'all, we've gotten quite a few of them in, but there's still probably a dozen little shows. And y'all, it looks like we're going to have about 30 to 32 little shows live out there in Las Wages this year. And y'all, but there's about a dozen that still haven't responded yet. And y'all, the sooner we can go ahead and get that information, the sooner we can go ahead and make up the schedule. Now, I know there's a deadline of the 15th of August on there, but y'all, it sure would be nice if we had all of those in so that we could announce the schedule during the State of the Station, which is this coming Sunday night at 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, in the only time zone that matters. Big Fatty, I'm going to fill out the yes, answer the e-letter.
With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's Casey in Denver. So I was listening to the show this evening, rather late, actually. But anyway, one-ply toilet paper? Really? One-ply toilet paper? I never saw that one coming. Would have never saw that one coming. I happen to use Charmin Sensitive with aloe for my tender behind. And did you see that new one on TV where they're saying they took the roll out of the middle? The paper roll out of the middle to, like, save the environment? Oh, yeesh. What's next? Okay, take care. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Casey in Denver. Big Fatty, where's he from? I think he's from Denver. But Casey, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely. It's just lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, you know, y'all, you get used to certain things when you're growing up. And my mother always bought the Scott tissue you know, the 1,000-sheet roll, and it's one ply. And, y'all, it's just what I've been used to. Now, I mean, to me, when you add all that baby lotion and all that kind of stuff. Well, y'all, that, I mean, it just kind of, you know, it just leaves behind, it leaves paper behind.
Big Fatty, we don't need to hear all those details.
You know, it's just, you know, if the one ply, y'all, by the way, this reminds me, when you go to the toilet and you have to use the toilet paper, just remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork's done.
Big Fatty, you're just silly.
Hello.
Kathy. Bacon.
Hello. Vote Bacon. Okay, so I'm watching Big Brother. You might be able to hear that in the background. I'm watching Big Brother. Now, has there been any other year where there has been so many votes that it was 0 to whatever's in the room? So like 9 this week, last week was 0 to 10, the week before was 0 to 11. Has it ever been this, like, crazy? Hello? All right, gotta go. Making potato salad using salad dressing. You like salad dressing, right? Miracle Whip? Okay. Well, and then I'm rolling out about 5,000 cookies. Why do I get myself into these things? All right, goodbye. On vacation.
Yeah, Gussie. Miss Bacon.
Yay.
Oh, yay.
I'm going to be taking pictures of squirrels. Oh. Hello, Turnip Head.
Oh, hello, Miss Bacon. Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon, and y'all, she is indeed on the holiday, as they say in Mexico. And Miss Bacon is indeed, y'all. I don't really understand the squirrel. I think the Turnip Head came up with that. I thought it was the thing that Artie Cruza started when he was in Lost Wages last year, where he was actually taking pictures of squirrels. But I think it's now the squirrel. It's squirrel, you know, because something catches your attention out of the corner of your eye. Oh, big ready. Y'all, she's been doing that, and y'all, she's evidently traveling with a motorcycle gang of marauders. Be ready, any kind of vacation is good. You can say that again, Big Fatty. Any kind of Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, Miss Bacon, I almost forgot to talk about your big brother question, and my answer is I don't really remember, but I do remember that this year, and I think last year, and it may have been the year before that, but just in the recent history, it's all been about having a unanimous vote, and y'all, I hate it. I just hate it, and I think Big Brother hates it too, and that's why they were trying to get the Team America to go against the rest of the house and then blame it on other house guests. But the old coot, Donnie, he didn't want to do that. So anyway, Miss Bacon, this is an excellent question, and one that I'm going to try to remember to bring up this Friday night, y'all, on that carport show, Faye driver, he's looking for folks to be on his little show to talk about the Big Brother app and the big run of Northern Mexico. And so, y'all, I plan on being there at 7 p.m. This Friday night. And y'all, we'll see who else decides to join us. Maybe that Turnip Head. No, Big Freddy, he's too busy looking at squirrels.
Hello.
Happy Bacon.
Hey, Fart. It's the Sturgis Chronicles. Okay, I don't know if you can hear that in the background, but
no.
It's the Laughing Buddha podcast, and he's so techno, is that what it's called? Anyway, so first stop was Miller, South Dakota, where we hooked up with the twin brothers. They're seriously twins. So we hooked up with the twin brother, and they took a left, and it's like, hello, guys, see that DQ up there? So I get up, and we're like, okay, we're going to meet Jason and Miller. And I'm like, hey, you mean at the Dairy Queen? And really didn't get much response, but no, we met him at the gas station, and we filled up, and now we're headed to Pier. And I'm sure we're not going to stop at the Dairy Queen there because it's closed. So anyway, I like skip breakfast just so that I could. Am I fucking loud? Let me turn this down. I skipped breakfast so that I could indulge in some Dairy Queen. Of course, maybe they're not open. I'm just going to pretend like they're not open. But anyway, now I'm following them. My husband, Gerald, he has to leave because Jason drives like a maniac, and I'm pulling a trailer. And when he drives like a maniac, I can't keep up. I can't pass cars, and I can't slow down very well. So anyway, he leaves to hold him back. All right, goodbye. Gotta go.
Big Fatty, is she about to TT? I don't think that's what she meant, that she had to go. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call and the holiday update. And I'm so sorry that you didn't get to go to the Dairy Queen. You could have had a Dilly Bar. Big Fatty, a Dilly Bar. What else did they used to have at the Dairy Queen? They had different names for different things. You know, they had the Dairy Queen Brajere, you know, the Brazier, the Brajere. The Dilly Bar and anyway, Miss Bacon, please keep us updated on the search for dip cones as you're traveling across the hinterlands. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kingsley, the number two fan for 2014. Unfortunately, I'm not going to make it to Vegas this year, but I'll be tuning in from home. I'll be one of those people listening and looking forward to it very much. You know, the other day I heard you reminding people to go sign up for the breakfast, which super fans like to refer to as the celebrity breakfast. If anyone's on the fence about it, especially if it's your first time to Pride 48 Live, I would encourage you to go. It was one of the highlights of my trip, and it was where I really first started making connections with everyone. I got to have breakfast with Daniel Bieber and all the game night guys, including Mike, Taylor and Taffy, and Nico Martinez. So it was a great morning. After that, I spent the rest of the morning shopping with Nicole of Nowhere. And none of that would have happened if I didn't go to the breakfast. So I hope everyone goes and has fun and eats some bacon for me. It's just lovely. Talk to you later.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is, of course, Kingsley, the number two fan of the BFO for 2014. And first of all, Kingsley, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And even though you're delivering bad news that you're not going to be out there in lost wages this year, we do appreciate the encouraging words to those who are going to be there. And yeah, you know, y'all, sometimes it helps to hear it from somebody other than the suits about how good of a time you'll have. And Kingsley, the last year was Kingsley's first year for coming to Pride 48, and he speaks from experience, especially for those of you who are thinking of coming for the very first time. Y'all, we really try to do it right. And y'all, that is some Italian Mussolini spaghetti. But Kingsley, thank you for the call, and we hope to hear from you more often. Yes, Big Fatty, he's just lovely, and I just love hearing his darling voice. It's just wonderful. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I just want to close out today with a couple of comments. First of all, several folks have, you know, I couldn't remember yesterday the honey and vinegar quote, and several people helped me out, to include Rick G, y'all, who is going to be coming to Pride 48. He's decided to de-lurk and come on and join us. But y'all, the quote is, you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. Although Casey in Denver says that a rotten fruit, which becomes acidic and vinegary, catches a lot of fruit flies. Big Fatty. And y'all, the last thing I wanted to mention to you, if you're watching The Vicious, this past Sunday night was just wonderful. The guys were celebrating their anniversarium. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, and by the way, on that latest episode of Vicious, y'all, I think it may be the funniest episode of all, y'all. It's just real cute and very well acted. I hope you have a lovely hump day. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Joe Batanz show. That's Joe Batanz and the Big Liar. And y'all, they're both going to be in Vegas. And I know Joe Batanz was out there last year along with that Mike Lawson. And Joe Batanz, tell us, what was your favorite thing that you saw in Vegas last year?
All right, I'm going to fuck you. And I'm going to fuck you. And this fucking brought to you by Big Fatty Online.
Oh, Big Fatty, that was my favorite part, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.